Welcome to your weekly coaching session from Church Media HQ, designed to teach you a new concept, provide creative insight, and maybe even help you avoid a mistake, all so that you can achieve excellence in your media and marketing. Now, if you find this content helpful, then help out someone else by taking a moment to share it with another leader or creative like yourself. This episode is brought to you by our web services from Church Media HQ. Of course, this coaching series is all about improving your church online experience. And while I hope this content gives you the knowledge you need to do just that, my team and I would love to take it to the next level and actually provide your church with an all new website. And of course, there's no risk to you because we actually start the design of your website for free. You only pay if you like what you see. And when you're ready to launch your new website, you could start for less than $15 a month when you use the code WEBUPGRADE at signup. This is not just some do-it-yourself web platform where you pay us for the privilege to build your website by yourself. No, our team does all the heavy lifting by setting up and supporting your website. Get us started on your new website for free today at churchmediahq.com/web and use promo code WEBUPGRADE when you're ready to launch and save 25% off your first year. That's churchmediahq.com/web. Today, we start an all-new coaching series that will feature a pretty unpopular opinion about church online that will very likely step on your toes. And these episodes may go a little longer than usual to ensure I have the time to present a thorough defense of my position, as well as recommended solutions to improve your church's online experience. Are you still with me? Well, you've been warned, so let's get started. I'm your host, Luke Clayton, and welcome to Church Media HQ. In recent years, most churches have tried to improve their online presence, but many are still struggling to connect with people online. Now, a while back, I did an extended coaching series called Rethink Your Website, which you can find on our podcast and YouTube channel. This series, however, is going to focus more specifically on your actual broader online presence. We're going to take a step back and look at the concept of your church's overall web presence and church online experience. Now, perhaps the most dominant aspect of online presence that many churches have adopted in recent years is offering some form of worship online. Now, let me be clear. I'm a very big fan of this church online approach. In fact, I believe it's vital to your church's digital outreach and overall relevance in your community, so vital that I believe I have to cover this controversial territory because most churches are doing church online wrong, and therefore they're not effectively reaching people online. The issue that I have is with the approach that most churches are taking to church online. Now, admittedly, this approach does work, but for a very small percentage of churches. For 9 out of 10 churches, however, I really do believe that it's doing more harm than good. So what is this approach? Who is this culprit guilty of hurting your church's online experience? Well, I will reveal it to you now. And this is where many of you will tune me out. The enemy of effective church online is live stream. Yes, I know. I've spoken church media heresy. You're saying, Luke, how can you utter such blasphemy? Know you not that live stream is what kept the church alive during the pandemics and the lockdown? How dare you attack and assault the sacred pillar of our faith? Okay, well, if you're done now, allow me to make my case. Before I go any further, let's debunk a couple of the greatest myths and deceptions in regard to this topic. First, live stream does not equal church online, as in they are not one and the same. In fact, some of the biggest mega churches that have mastered church online do not actually offer a true live stream of their worship services. The greatest example of this is Life Church, who is considered by many to have been the leader in pioneering the modern church online experience as we know it. Life Church, located in the Oklahoma City, Oklahoma area, actually never broadcasted services in real time. They record their Saturday afternoon worship service, then broadcast that recording as a simulated live experience via their church online platform. This is just one example of how you are not required to do a true live stream to offer a church online experience. Now, the next myth we need to disprove is that church online has to be any broadcast of a live worship service at all. Regardless of the production quality or lack thereof in your worship service broadcast, is a video of a worship service that was tailored for a live audience, is that really going to be the most effective way to connect with an online viewer watching from home? Could there be a more effective format to better engage online viewers? I believe there is, and we're going to get to that later. But before I leave this point, and since I'm already on a roll of defying popular opinion, allow me to give one last consideration of why live stream is a bad idea for your church. Here's the simple, brutal, honest truth. You cannot compete. You can't afford the right equipment to effectively live stream and produce an excellent broadcast of your worship service. No one can. Very few churches can. In fact, it's the mega churches that can afford this, because you would need to invest hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, into cameras, switchers, audio mixers and gear, internet bandwidth, and more. An investment of this level is completely necessary. It's essential to produce and broadcast your worship services with excellence. But this is obviously way out of budget for nearly every church. So what happens is churches get cameras and gear that might be budget friendly, but they make significant sacrifices to overall production quality. This will likely be a very, very difficult question to ask yourself, but I believe it must be asked. In our age, where the highest cinematic and production quality can be streamed instantly on any device, do you really believe that your church's online experience, as it is, can compete? You say, well, of course not, Luke. But look, you're being completely unrealistic. I mean, after all, I did just say that only the mega churches can actually afford to offer that robust worship broadcast experience. And that's the point. Your church's live stream likely cannot compete with these mega churches, much less all the other billions of hours of streaming content out there. This is why it's almost certain that live stream is not the best approach to church online for you. Now, I know I've upset many of you, okay, but hang with me. If there was a way that your church could offer a version of church online that actually could connect with an online viewer and digital audience, what if there was a way for this to happen? This would be an approach that could actually make your church not only compete, but actually stand out from the others, because quite honestly, very few churches will consider doing it this way. That's where we're headed next, as we completely reimagine your church's online experience. And that's where we'll pick it up next time. But if you'd rather not wait until the next episode, you can actually access this entire coaching series, as well as additional bonus content, for free right now. Simply text your email, that's just your email address and nothing else, to 615-900-4461. There's no need to wait another week for the next episode. Get instant access to this entire coaching series plus bonus content for free by texting your email to 615-900-4461. Text your email address to 615-900-4461, and we will send you this additional bonus content as well as the full series. Well, thanks for joining me for this episode, and until next time, stay innovative, keep dreaming, and don't ever stop creating.